Good morning, a Wednesday morning, and we're with Judy Patrick, the editor of the Daily Gazette, who joins us on Wednesdays. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Of course, most eyes facing toward Texas and Louisiana, where hurricane, now tropical storm Harvey, has made landfall and has been battering places like Houston with record-breaking amounts of rain, thousands of evacuees, shelters overloaded. Help on the way, though, and many states in our region reaching out, including a number of fundraisers. WAMC, of course, today at 8 a.m. will raise money for Harvey victims. But the storm has far-reaching effects, and you have a piece to that end in the paper today.
Want to talk about the efforts to raise money. WAMC is raising money. The Victory Christian Church and Jezreel International will hold a concert and prayer vigil Thursday night on Central Avenue in Colony. The Tri-City Valley Cats are raising money from every ticket sold through Saturday. But we also are keeping an eye on, you know, the storm and its impact on us locally, which is, you know, minor compared to what they're definitely suffering down in Texas and Louisiana. But we expect, you know, with the big travel holiday weekend approaching, people in the capital region can anticipate paying more for gas because the hurricane's impact on the critical oil refining industry. Nationally, the American Automobile Association said the average price per gallon has risen 4 cents since last week to $2.37, and that's due to the impact of Harvey on the Gulf. Some analysts believe the increase could be 10 to 20 cents per gallon, though it would probably fall again as the refining capacity comes back online. You know, about 3 million barrels a day are taken offline, so that's significant, according to the AAA spokesman we talked to in Schenectady. And so he anticipates the impact will be fairly dramatic and fairly quick.
The number one organization listed on the national list of safe donations is the Red Cross. That's who WAMC is partnering with. But the idea that your donations should get to those victims is very important. And whatever anyone can do to help, I'm sure it would be welcomed by those suffering.
Right, and yours starts at 8 o'clock, is that correct?
8 a.m., and you can pledge online at wamc.org, again, in partnering with the Red Cross, who will take that money and get it to those in need. And at some point, when you're doing stories in the media, even those of us that cover them have compassion and empathy and want to help.
Yeah, and what we're hearing is money that people need at this point.
Absolutely. So we thank everyone who can do anything today. And Judy, as always, we thank you for joining us. You can read more on this story at dailygazette.com. Thank you, Judy.